Fog streams. A fog stream is a fine spray composed of tiny water droplets. Water droplets, in a shower or spray, form to expose the maximum water surface for heat absorption. The amount of heat that a fog stream absorbs and the rate that the water is converted into steam or vapor characterizes the desired fog steam performance. Fog streams have the following characteristics. Can be adjusted to suit the situation. Can be used for hydraulic ventilation. Can be used for vapor dispersion. Can be used for crew protection. Expose the maximum water surface for heat absorption. May be used to cool the hot fire gas layer as well as hot surfaces. Have shorter reach or penetration than solid or straight hose streams, figure 13.49. Can be more affected by wind than our solid or straight hose streams. May disturb thermal layering in a room or compartment if applied incorrectly. May intensify the fire by pushing fresh air into the fire area if used incorrectly. The angle of fog streams range from narrow to wide. A narrow angle fog pattern has the highest forward velocity, and its reach varies in proportion to the pressure applied. A wide angle fog pattern has less forward velocity and a shorter reach than other fog settings. See Skill Sheet 13-16 for procedures for operating a smooth bore or fog nozzle. Straight streams. A straight stream pattern is a semi-solid stream produced by a fog nozzle. Characteristics of straight stream patterns are similar to those of the solid stream, figure 13.50. Broken streams. A broken stream is a hose stream that has been broken into coarsely divided water droplets. Specialized nozzles such as cellar nozzles, piercing, penetrating, nozzles, and chimney nozzles are designed to create broken streams. While a solid stream may become a broken stream past the breakover point, a true broken stream takes that form as it leaves the discharge device, figure 13.51. Firefighters can deflect solid or straight streams off of walls or ceilings to create a broken stream. The solid or straight stream breaks up as it is deflected, cooling hot gases above the fire. This stream is used to extinguish fires in attics, cocklofts, basements, and other confined spaces. Hose stream limiting factors. Four factors limit the reach of a hose stream. Gravity. Gravity not only limits the vertical and horizontal distance the hose stream will travel, it also causes solid streams to separate and lose their compact shapes. Velocity loss. Water loses velocity as it travels, so if there is insufficient starting pressure, the reach of the hose stream will be limited. Water droplet friction with air. Drag air friction affects the water droplets in a fog stream more than it does the outer surfaces of a compact solid stream. As a result, for nozzles with the same size and flow rate, solid streams have the longest reach. Wind. Wind direction and speed can considerably shorten the reach and deteriorate the shape of the hose stream. The negative effect increases on fog streams.